Welcome to the Immigrant Voices podcast project. I'm Deb Bluestein, and I'll be bringing you the voices of the courageous people who have made the U.S. their home. You'll hear about the lives and people they left behind in their native countries, their journeys here, their struggles and successes. You'll hear from parents of dreamers, dreamers themselves, undocumented to naturalized citizens, and everything in between. On course to become a graphic designer in her native country, Xiomara decided instead to join her husband, Pedro. He had escaped to the U.S. to avoid the violence and pressures local gangs in El Salvador exerted on young men. Leaving the familiar with no sense of what was facing her, and unable to speak English, she and her young son, Francisco, came to this country in 2007. Working in a nursing home's laundry with Brazilian immigrants did little to further her English acquisition. Slowly, with increasing confidence, she could speak and be understood enough English to help her father grow his moving company. Now, as the business's office manager, she writes quotes and invoices, administers customer concerns, arranges schedules, and works with people in transition from around the world. My guest today is Xiomara from El Salvador. Xiomara, tell me a little bit about how you came to the United States.
Oh, hi, Deborah. Yes, I came to the country in 2007. I am from El Salvador. It's one of the smallest countries in Central America. I'm very proud where I am from. I want to share about how was my neighborhood where I grew up. That's a beautiful place. Over there, everyone knows each other, and everyone was very kind and happy people in that time. I feel that I had a happy childhood. I grew up with my mom and my father. My father was a professional chef. My mom was a seamstress, and she worked in a supermarket too, I remember. And my father was a professional chef, but the payment wasn't enough for our home. So he was the first person that immigrated to this country to serve a better life. I remember when my father came here, he said that was very tough for him and for us over there, because we usually was my father, my mother, and me. And it was one of the things more solace in my life when my father came first here. But he always called us every day and sent letters for feel like he was over there with us. With my mom tried to be a mother and father in any moment in my life. And I have a lot of friends in my neighborhood. And when I started the high school, I met my husband, Pedro, and he was my friend, and we started the relationship when the second year of high school. When we graduate, we decided to have my first child, very young. I like Pedro in that time because he always was a very responsibility man and very mature for his age. And yeah, we decided to have Francisco, and we graduated together, and we became a very good friends and then parents. And in the neighborhood that I grew up became dangerous for teenagers, and Pedro decided to immigrate too for that situation. And was very sad because it's often you feel in danger in your own country, mostly because you finish your studies, you have your friends over there. It's very sad to decide to immigrate to other country that you don't know. But Pedro, because he's a man, they have more dangerous than a woman. So Pedro came here fresh, and then the situation was worse, and I decided to came to. I remember when I came here, but the thing is, like, my story is very different because I had my father and Pedro here in this country. That was a very advance for me because they help me over here with the jobs, with the language, try to say, oh, Xiomara, you have to study, you have to do this. And for other people, it's more hard. But yes, my first job over here was in a nursing home and in a laundry. And I say, oh my gosh, because in my country, when I came here, I was studying my career, graphic design. I just did maybe a year, I think. Yeah. And then I decided to came here.
How many years passed before you were able to come and join him?
2 years. Yeah, Pedro came first here. And then 2 years later, I came over here. Because the situation over there was very worse in my country, in our neighborhoods. All my friends decide to go in other places for that situation. And I decided to came here.
Could you go into some detail about what was so dangerous in your country, if you don't mind? What kinds of things were happening?
Yeah, I remember one of the sad thing that happened was one of our friends, because we know everybody over there and we have a lot of friends. And one of our friends, we were in a place like close to a park, and we went in a corner of the street because everyone, Pedro and their friends, they make like dance, like break dance. And that time that were very popular. And we were over there in one car, just right in the street, and they shooting. And one of our friends they got the shooting, and the guys killed my friend. He died, and that was the most surprise for us. And everyone was very sad and say, nobody can be outside. We usually play outside in the street with the friend, with the ball, everything. But when that happened, we didn't again. And everyone was very sad and think about, because the guns started to grow up in every places, and it was more dangerous for the men because they were these people that are part of the guns asking, oh, you have to be part of us. And when the one person say no, they try to force to get into the guns. And that was the scare for everyone.
That's why your husband left. He was in so much danger. He was being pressured to be in a gang.
Yes, yes, because my husband, he was the person that studied in the night and work in the day. And he was a very healthy guy, and he liked a lot of the sports and everything. And these people started asking everyone if you want to get into the gang. And when you say no, one of the guys was more violent, and they say, you have to come with us because we will do something for your family. Or they
threatened you.
Threatened you. Yes, they threatened you. And that's that Pedro was very scared, mostly because we have a Francisco baby. And he said, no, I can't be here. And the problem is that you can go in another city, but and that time was in 2004 when these gangs started to put very violent with the teenagers. Yeah, and Pedro came here. And then 2 years later, Pedro told me if we have to came too. And I came here, and was one of the situations. That was the situation, because I was very happy over there in my country. I was studying, I had my friends over there. I tried to be inside to my house every time, to the university, to the house, not be outside, because these guys, you never know when they can shoot in and everything. But Pedro and me was separated, and the kid Francisco too. And Pedro was thinking if he back again to my country or we come here. But Pedro was a little bit scared we came here. But it was very tough because it was unsafe for him to back.
Studying graphic design is very different from working in a laundry. How did you deal with your disappointments?
Yes, because when I came here, Pedro always told me over the phone, say, oh, Xiomara, it is very different. It's another life. Mostly you don't know the language. It's hard for you to start the conversation. And when you come here, have your legal status. in the beginning, hard for get a job. And Pedro was disappointed. Say, oh my God, here is good, but you have to get this and you have to learn the language. But that's say, oh, I don't like to go because in my country, I was studying and I have everything over there. But I thinking about my son and my husband, I have to be with him.
An important decision, obviously. Yes.
And what my grandma from my father, he encouraged me to come here because I was like, oh, no. Okay, I will be here if we have to be separate, but I didn't want to go. I was scared. And my grandma say, Xiomara, you have to go with your kid and your husband because you are a family and you have to care your husband because you over here, you see the situation. It's not good. Unfortunately, it's over there. You finish your career, it's hard to get a job too. So it's a very different kind of thing that is very difficult in my country. It's beautiful, but when you are an adult, it started to become hardest.
How hard was it to learn English for you?
I think it was very hard to learn English because in my country, we studied English, but it's different. Just words, just sentences, the colors, things like that. But conversation, when you not take a specific subject, no, you don't speak very well. So when I came here, I think it was very hard, mostly because I am very shy. And I think take like a couple of years, like 4 or 5 years for feel more comfortable to talk with the people. And one of the on my challenge too is because I started, my first job was in a laundry. But all my co-worker was a Brazilian woman and they speak Portuguese. And I learned Portuguese for practice the English. I always have to practice in the school with a teacher or with some friends outside. Pedro has more opportunity to be more fluently when he speaks because all the people over there is from here. They speak only English, but that's one of my challenges.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. Tell me, how soon did you get involved with your father's moving business? What was that all about? Can you tell me a little bit about that journey from the laundry room to a moving company and being kind of the girl Friday, taking care of so many things for your father?
I had my first job in the laundry and I did a couple of years. And then when I came here in 2007, my father in 2009, because my father, he used to work in a moving company and long, because my father have long time here. And he started the business in 2009. He said, oh, why not open the business, a moving company? And one Colombia guy helped him in that moment to make a website and with the calls and everything and the emails, because my father was own experience about it too. And my father told me, because I was paying in private classes, English classes, and my father say, oh, Xiomara, I have a friend that they go to GPA, this school, in the neighborhood of Alston, and they speak very well and this is free, so you have to go and check and you can go over there. Okay, and I went. And when I went over there, I say, oh, it's kind of the same and it's free, so I will stay here. And my father told me one day, because he is an amazing father and friend for me, and he said, I have the dream that you will speak English and you will help me with my moving company. And I say, oh my God, it's too much pressure for me. But yes, I will try my best to speak very soon and understand the reading, the writing and everything. And yes, and my father started the business in 2009 and I started to work with him in 2012. My mom came here too with a visa. She came here and she stayed with us too. And she helped my father with something with the business too. Yeah, in 2013, I started to take the phone calls. I feel more in the beginning was very, I have a lot of experience. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I didn't understand anything that the client told me, but I was, can you please send me an email with the details? I wrote that sentences in a notebook. Things like I can say to the people. And sometimes people hang out the phone and say, no, you don't understand in the beginning. But yes, and so my father started the business in 2009, and he encouraged me to speak English, and he said he put all the faith on me, at me. And he said, you will help me with the business. And I did. I think he always encouraged me in different things in my life.
That's great to have a parent. Yes. That's so encouraging. What do you like about working in the moving business?
I like to work in a business, in a moving business, because first of all, I have my own schedule because I came here, I have my second child over here. And that's one of the things that I like to work with my father. I have my own schedule and talk with the people and listen the different accent to the people. I like it to hear them. I learn how people from Indian or from, now I understand better. How can I understand the accent when they are speaking with me? And I'm very happy about that. Maybe I'm a little bit have to speak more fluently, but I understand everything. And that's one of the skills that I learned with working in a moving company. And also to do my skills in the computers and the emails and things like that. When I learn my country, I can do it over here. I can help my father about it.
Are you using your graphic design skills, the marketing part of the business?
Some of them, because I learn, but not everything. But some of them I can apply in the marketing. We have to put more marketing and more things in the business. But my son right now is helping me because he's taking the same too. He likes that career, that kind of stuff. And he helps us a lot too with the moving company right now.
Is he the one that's the musician?
Yes, Francisco.
Francisco.
He's my first child.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about him, how he works in the business and also his musical talents.
Yes, Francisco is an amazing child. He's very brilliant, intelligent. My father, too, encouraged him to learn the guitar, to play a guitar when he was 10 years old. He knows a program over here in Alston, Brighton, a free lesson for guitar. And he encouraged Francisco to learn, and Francisco loved it. In the first moment, Francisco started to play, and then he followed everything, and it was a very good skill for him, and my father encouraged him to. Also to Haley, my second one, but Haley likes more dance. She doesn't like to play, but Francisco too, when he started the high school, he was interested to Boston art because he liked the music, he liked to use computers, drawing, and being do things like this, and I'm very surprised.
Is he going to go to the Boston Arts Academy? They just built a brand new, gorgeous building. Is he going to be a student there?
Yes. Yeah, you saw it in the Fenway.
I live right around the corner from it. I've been watching it.
Yeah, yeah. He made one of the billboards in the Fenway. Yeah. Yes, and he's the number one in visual art. His teacher say, wow, Francisco is amazing, and her classmate, and she's very happy with Francisco. Yes, and he's the same. He's a very kind, and he support us. He support me and support the grandpa, and also to Pedro. But Pedro is in a moving company too, but it's another company that he started. Yeah, Pedro started this company, I think, in 2010, I think. Pedro started the Michael's Moving Company.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've seen the trucks. So your husband is a competitor with your father.
He's a competitor, yes. Yes, because my father worked for this person, Michael, a long time ago. And when Pedro came here, my father bring Pedro to the company. And Pedro loves the, because what in my country, when Pedro, because Pedro work in my country and study, he has more hard life, but he, over there, he worked in a moving company too, in El Salvador. And when he came here, he worked in the same company my father bring to him and Michael Movers. And he's over there for a long time. But my father wants to be a part. put on his own business.
Friendly competitors. So, yes. Xiomara, tell me, what has been the biggest challenge for you over the years being here? If you could narrow it down to one or two things, what would you say?
One of my big challenges is not complete my education. I think was a little bit frustrated for me because I want to finish my career. I told my kids that you never give up. I will have the opportunity to do it, to study again and complete the education graphic design. And yes, and they will see. They will see. And everyone have an American dream, right? But another, the human dream that I always have is I grew up with overweight. And I was very sad in that time. Always I tried to lose weight and I never did it. But now I'm very happy because I complete my goal. And now I have the weight that I always dreamed. I have
your ideal weight. How did you do that? That's a big challenge, and very few people succeed in that goal. How did you do it?
I started last year, July 26, 2021, when I saw my weight and I saw like I have almost the 200. I say, oh my God, no, it's too much. It's enough. All my life, I tried to lose weight, and now I have this age and I almost 200, it can happen. And I decided to change my food, change my life. I tried to be more energetic, make exercise. And I did. I tried to be very, how is the word? Say in Spanish, disciplina. I put discipline in my life and my food, and mostly in your food. You have to put the discipline in your food. And I started to do workout every day, half hour. And now I have the weight and I say, oh my gosh.
What kind of exercise did you do? And what kind of changes did you make in your food? What did you cut out? What did you put in? Those are dramatic changes. And how long did it take you to lose the weight you wanted to lose?
So I lost the weight in a short time. And I'm very surprised myself because it usually take years or, but with discipline, you can have it in short time. I started in July and now it's almost 1 year and I lose like over 50 pounds. The bad habit that I had is to eat junk food like chips and things like that. And now I change for fruit. I read a lot about the vegetable, what vegetables are good for you and fruit. Now that's the other thing that I really recommend to my friend because everyone was very surprised when they saw me in December and Christmas. They say, oh my God, you okay? You are not sick? Because the change was very dramatic. And everyone was asking me if something happened with me. And I say, no. I just changed my habit about the food, and I do exercise every day.
Do you go to a gym? What kind of exercise are you doing?
Yeah, sometimes I go to the gym because for my little girl, when Pedro, my husband, is here, I go or when my older son is over here, but usually it's at home. I started to walk with my little one. I started to walk every because in the past I was the person that I don't like to do exercise. Only Pedro likes to do workout, things like that. And I said, no, I don't like. But now when I try to change my body, I started to walk with my little one. And then over here at home, I try to follow videos, how to do Zumba, things like that, because I like to dance and you have to see what you like for you can feel happy and you can do it. I try to follow videos for exercise videos and things like that. And always half hour, every day, half hour. And I try to do like a routine for you can have the success. Yes.
They say discipline sets you free.
Exactly. That word that I forgot in English, but the same in Spanish, discipline, is the key for everything, for learn language, for learn everything in your life.
Did you bring anything from El Salvador, that some little thing that you always keep with you?
The first time when I came here, I bring one of my dolls. I have a doll from my grandma, the grandma that encouraged me to come here. And I remember that I tried to protect that doll, if I don't lose it or something. And I still have it. And also a small mirror that my mom used to have it in El Salvador. And it's very special because she have it from, I think, for little one too. And I still have it. And I'm very happy because when I saw this kind of thing, they remember me all the things in the past. And when I was with my grandma and my mom, well, it's a bear. But this is from El Salvador. And you know what? This one, one of my grandma's friend.
Sweet. It looks brand new. How old is it?
I was like 10 years when my grandma, because when my grandma was a butcher, and she was that kind of business in El Salvador. And this bear, her friend next to her business, make these dolls. They make it over there with very easy. And you know what? That friend, the name was Xiomara, because they have a friend. They are friends for a long time. My grandma always told me the story about the friend. And when I born, she told my father, please put the name to your little one, Xiomara, like my best friend. And my mom was very upset when, oh my God, no, why? But I don't know, this friend was very special for her. And you had to put Xiomara like my friend. And then, so my father put the name Xiomara for an honor for my grandma.
Wow. So that doll is double significance.
Yes. And it's very in good condition. The kids say, oh my God, mom, you have a very good condition, because I put it like into a glass cabinet. Yes. And I put it in the high place because, hey, Katie, take everything. And the bureau, I still use it. I still use it for me.
Tell me, Xiomara, what are your dreams about the future?
One of my dreams is to back to my country, back for vacation or see my friends. I used to have contact with them with the social media and things like that, but I really want to back to the house that I grew up and see everything over there. And that's one of my dreams. And the other dream that I have is to the moving company can be a bigger company. My father can have a bigger company and stay with my family to be a very good example for my kids, for my husband, that he's a very good husband. I feel very blessed for the family that God gave it to me. Yes, but my first dream is to back El Salvador. I have long time, and I'm very sad when I remember my place, my friends, my other family. I hope so one day I can back.
What advice would you give to an immigrant coming to this country today?
One of my advice is, first, don't be like frustrated for not speak the language. Try to learn the language. Try to encourage every day, mostly with some immigrants, they don't have the family, the kids, or maybe the husband or the wife. But this country, they can give you a lot of opportunities, but you have to get the good things, because you can have the bad things as well. First, to learn the language, fight for everything they want to fight over here, and to be a good person, good people over here for the country too, because you have to appreciate what the country gave it to you, because in your countries, and not only in El Salvador, I think everyone in different countries from Central America, South America, I think they have this kind of situation that unfortunately your country don't give you the opportunities. Maybe you finish the career and you don't find a job, or the people, dangerous people over there. In this country, maybe we are living right now in a very sad situation too, but they give you more opportunities. Even though you are immigrant, they give you opportunities. You have to appreciate this country about it and fight for everything and learn the language. And yes.
What else would you like to say?
And other important thing is help your people. your same people, immigrant people. You don't be selfish, but because you have to help each other. Mostly people like you from your country or the other country, you have to help them. That's the other dream that I have. I have a lot of dreams, but my other important dream, I say, I want to complete my education, but I want in the future to help people, because I like always in my family, with the family that I have over here or friends, they just say, Xiomara, you can do something for me. I have to learn to say no, because I always say yes. And sometimes, you know, I say, okay, I will do it, but let me just do it something, or when I have the time, but I can say no. And I like to advise or share the things I know. I know very like selfish. Say, no, I like to, oh, why you not go to GPA to learn English? Why you not do this one? I like to share everything, the good things for everyone. And that's the other thing, that you have to help your own people.
Especially people who have just arrived. And you remember what it was like when you first got here.
Yes. And unfortunately, you have people that don't help you. They don't help you. They treat you bad. It's very sad, but you learn for that people too. And mostly when it's people from your country or immigrants, and you see that they act very bad with you. I just remember things, and now I try to do my best with everyone that I know. I told my kids, when you are new people in the school, you have to help the people, the friends. You have, if they speak Spanish and they need help, you have to help everyone, you if you can. So, yeah, that's the other example that I try to give it to them.
Are all three children bilingual?
Yes. Yes.
Great. That's great.
The little one start to speak like English, Spanish. They listen to the siblings.
Spanglish.
Spanglish. Spanglish, yes, it's very intelligent. Yeah,
it's been great talking to you, Xiomara. Is there anything else that you would like to add or say?
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I'm very happy that you was my teacher and you are the person that interviewed me right now. I'm very happy. Thank you so much. I have to say huge thank you to you, to Michelle, to everyone. I have many people that from this kind of program, excellent people.
Well, thank you so much, Xiomara.
Thank you.
Cheerful, enthusiastic, and warm, Xiomara has become the go-to person in her father's moving company while raising three children. Smiling and steady, she continues to gain fluency in English. Xiomara is determined to finish her education to become a full-time graphic designer. In the meantime, she keeps her design skills fresh by creating marketing tools for the growth and expansion of her father's moving company. Although she misses some of her life in El Salvador, she has made a new one here in the States and is always eager to help her fellow immigrants transition to their new life. Thank you for staying with us right to the end of this episode. The Immigrant Voices podcast project is the brainchild of Michelle Duval, the program director at the Adult Education Program at the Gardner Pilot Academy in Alston, Massachusetts. You can learn more about English for Speakers of Other Languages courses at our website, gpaesol.com, or by emailing Michelle Duval directly at m.duval, D-U-V-A-L, at live.com. Without the funding of Charles View, Inc., and the support of its executive director, Joanne Barber, this project would never have been possible. And last but not least, a big thank you to all the guests who are participating in this series of interviews. And to all our listeners, we say thank you. Do come back for the next episode.